Okay, today's daf is daf tes. So let's take it three lines down or four lines down. The new Mishnah tells us, we've been talking a bit about Tashluim. So the Mishnah says, now, Mishalo Chag B'yom Tev Rishon Shel Chag, one who did not bring the Karm Chagig on the first day of Yontif, he could be Chogeg Es Kol HaRegel V'yom Tev Achron Shel Chag. He's able to celebrate, he could bring the Karm Chagiga any of the remaining days of Chol HaMoed, including even the last day of Yom Tov, even if it's Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos, even though it's considered a regel b'fnei atzmo, legabri the halachas of Tashlumim, Shmini Atzeres is considered a continuation of the days of Sukkos. Of the regel v'lo chag, if a person didn't bring the chagiga, Yom Tov is over, he missed out the opportunity to bring the carbon chagiga, so eino chayiv ba'achriyuso, he's not responsible, he missed the opportunity, there's no way to make it up, it's too late at that point. Al zeh nemar, about that, the pasuk in Kohelet says, Mu'uvas lo yichal liskon, a mistake cannot be fixed, v'cheson lo yichal lihimanos, and that which is missing cannot be counted. So Rabbi Shum ben Menasya Omer, on that pasuk, he says, no, he thinks it's a different pshat in this pasuk, completely different topic. Ezu mu'uvas shein yichal liskon, what is a mistake that can't be fixed? Zeh erva v'holim imenu mamzer, if a mamzer is brought into the world, there's no way to fix it, there's no way to undo that. I am Tomer Begona Vigoza. If you're going to tell me maybe it's referring to one who steals or robs, that's a mistake that can't be fixed. No, that's very easily fixed. Yachalhu Leach Zero. He could be a sakin. He could return the stolen money and everything's fixed. So it must be that which is permanent in this world, such as a mamzer. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer Ein Korin Me'uvas Ela Lemisha Haya Musukan Bitchila Vinis Aves. He says, no, what do you call that which Me'uvas? Muvas implies that which was complete, that which was whole, and that something had changed, something got ruined. Who is that? It must be Ezeh, Zeh Talmud Chacham HaParish Min HaTorah, a person who's a Talmud Chacham, who's learned, who has got the Midos, and then he went off the derech. Something had changed him. Something had swayed him off the derech. That's what mu'uvas means. So different pshat than what it means. Our focus for today's daf is going to be tashlumim, the first pshat, but the gemaras thereafter are going to discuss the other topics as well. So now the Gemara wants to know, Minoha Nimile, how do you know these words to be true? This concept of Tashlumim, that you're limited how much or really you're able to do Tashlumim throughout the entire Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar Atzeres Bishvi Shal Pesach, V'Nemar Atzeres Bishmini Shal Chag. Both the seventh day of Pesach is referred to as Atzeres in the Pasuk, and Shmi Atzeres is also called Atzeres. So what's the connection? What's the Gezer Shavah? Malahalan la tashlumim, afkan la tashlumim. Just like the seventh day of Pesach, according to all opinions, is considered a continuation of all Pesach and included in the opportunity of tashlumim, so too by extension to the Gezer Shava, Shmi Atzeres is also considered a day of tashlumim of the Karbon Chagig of Sukkos. And the Gemara says, mufna, must be mufna, which means these psukim, these words must be superfluous, completely extra, and only used and available for making a drasha, because if it wasn't available, we can ask questions. What does that mean? Because there's a cloud by gzer shavas, that if you have a gzer shava, you're allowed to ask a question if they don't make sense. The only time you don't ask questions, if the word is completely superfluous, and it's only there and available to make a gzer shava, then it's completely protected from any questions. But if it wasn't there as an availability, it was part of the other drashas, but it's also used as a drasha of Gezer Shava, you can question it. So what would the question potentially be? Because it must be mufna. The ilav mufna, had this word not been extra, ikalimifrach, you could have asked the following question. Ma l'shvisha Pesach shekein eino chalak mil'shilfanav. The seventh day of Pesach has all the halachas of the previous days of Pesach. There's nothing different other than it being Yom Tov versus Chol HaMoed, but all other halachas apply equally. As opposed to Tomer b'Shmini Shachag Shachalak Mishlefanova, but Shmi Atzeres has many differences. To regel b'fnei asma legabe six different din in the Gemara tells us. Padra Kashav, the Rosh Shavas pays the Adain Reish Kufshud and Beid have six differences that Shmi Atzeres has. So it stands alone. So I would have thought, had it not been Mufna, although there's a Gezer Shava, I would have said it doesn't make sense to extend it over to Shmi Atzeres. But now that we know that the word Atzeres is mufna, it's action available, it's protected from any types of questions. So Gemara says, Layim afnuya mufna, so okay, let's understand, is it really available? Michli, let's understand the pasuk. Maya Atzeres, what does the word Atzeres mean? It means stop. Atzer ba'asiyas malacha, stop doing work. But we already know that you shouldn't do work on Shmi Atzeres. Haksiv, lo sasem lacha, don't do any work. So the word atzeres is superfluous. Atzeres the cause of rachmana lamli. Why does it say atzeres if we already know lo sasem lacha? Elishmamina lafnu. It must be extra to make the drash of the gezer shava, and it's protected from any types of questions. So that's how we know that just like atzeres, shvisha pesach is called atzeres, and tashlumim applies to it. So too atzeres, the shmi atzeres has the din of tashlumim. So Gemara then says, "V'tana ma'isi le'mahacha." There's another brisa that brings another source. The Tanya says in the pasuk, "V'chagosem oso chag la'Hashem shivas yamim." You're supposed to bring the chagiga, or you can bring the chagiga during 7 days of Yantif, or Pesach or Sukkis. Yachli yechogeg v'holech kol shiva. One might think you could bring it all the days, every single day. You must bring the chagiga. Tamulomar oso it only one singular. You only bring one chagiga. V'yeta chogeg kol shiva. You don't bring the chagiga all 7 days. So what does the pasuk mean? V'chagosem oso chagash l'Hashem shivas yamim. Im kein lama nemar shiva l'tashum. It must be that there's a possibility, opportunity to make up all 7 days. You should bring it day one, the one chagiga. If you don't bring it, you can make it up. So minayin shim lo chag yom tov rishon shechag shechogeg v'holech es kol regel v'yom tov acharon. How do you know even the last day of Yom Tov is included in Tashlumim? Tamalomer b'chodesh hashvi tachogu. Oh, so you should celebrate the entire month. Mar says iba chodesh hashvi yachli chogeg v'holech hachodesh kula. You could bring the chagiga the entire month. Kula tamalomer oso. Osata chogeg v'yata chogeg chutzlo. Only on Yantiv itself. So the word chodesh expands it beyond the 7 days, but it doesn't expand it to the entire chodesh. So that really extra word chodesh comes to include the 8th day, Shmiat Teres, meaning although it's beyond the 7 days, at the 8th day, the word chodesh includes that extra day, the 8th day, and that's a different drasha. So there are two different drashas how we know Shmiat Teres is included in the Tashlumim. So now the Gemara says, my Tashlumim. What exactly does Tashlumim even mean? What does it mean to make it up? Who gets to make it up? So here's a very, very important machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rishaya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tashlumim L'Rishon, it's making up on day one. We'll see what the nafkamin is in just a second. And Rabbi Shaya Amar, Tashlumim Zelazeh. So Tashlumim Yom Echad means day one is the Iker, and if you miss it, you can make it up each day I bring it, or I could, day two, day three, it's going back to day one. It's fixing day one. That's Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. Rabbi Shaya says, no, each day, actually, if I didn't bring it day one, there's a new chiv that is created on day two. If I don't bring it on day two, there's a new chiv that's created on day three. That's the difference. So what's the nafkamina? My binayu. Am Reb Zera, chigir b'yom rishon, nispashit b'yom sheni ika binayu. If a person wasn't able to, he was a chige, he was able to go do alila rega, wasn't able to bring chagig on day one, and he became healed, he became full strength on day two, that's an afkamina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Tashlumim l'rishon, everything goes back to day one. Well, kevan de lo chazib rishon, lo chazib sheni. If he wasn't roy to bring on day one, I don't care if he became roy day two. Tashlumim is only if you missed out because of some other reason. You forgot to, you were onus, you were shogeg. But if you were a person, a gavar, de lo chazib day one, there's no need to make it up because day one was completely potter. But according to Rabbi Shaya Amar, Tashlumim zelazeh, no, the chiv recreates itself each day. So although this chigir was potter day one, comes day two, he's fully healthy, full strength. There's a new chiv that pops up, so he would be chayv on day two. And if he didn't bring it day two, he can make it up on day three because he's chayv. Each day is an independent chiv. Yafa gav del chazib rishon, even though he wasn't roy to bring on day one, he's a chazib b'sheni, he's chayv on day two. And that's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Oshaya. So there are a lot of discussions here within the Rishon about different individuals, but the one discussion comes up with the Ritva. The Ritva talks about in the Masechah Sukkah, what about a katan? A katan shehigdil. A katan on day one was putter, but let's say higdil day two of Pesach. Would he be chayv or not? And according to Ritva, he writes that although he might be putter, because he wasn't chazi day one, because he passed like Rabbi Yochanan, says he's not chazi day one, he's not chazi day two, day three either, but the Ritva is mechadesh, but shmini atzeres, since it's viewed as a separate regal b'fnei atzmo, you're chai, that even though that Shmiat Teres serves as tashlumim for the other days, it also is an independent regal b'fnei atzmo. So there's some type of hybrid, according to the Ritva's understanding, that the katan is pater day one, and he's pater the remaining days, but a new chiv actually pops up on the 7th, on the 8th day, on Shmiat Teres. That's his chiddush. Now the Minchas Chinuch is not so sure about this, if that's necessarily the case. And then he quotes from the Rambam holds, a katan shehigdil bein shnei psachim, between Karban Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, which the Gemara is going to address in the bottom in general, but the din is, a katan shehigdil bein shnei psachim, he's chayv to bring Pesach Sheni. Even though he is putter on day one, on Pesach Rishon, he's chayv to bring Pesach Sheni. So here as well, the din would be, that even though he's putter on day one, he would be chayv on Shmiat Teres. That was the understanding. But then the Minchas Chinuch said, I don't like this raya, because maybe Pesach is unique. Why is Pesach unique? Because the Pasuk says Selah Bayis. And the Gemara in Nedarim And the Gemara in Pesachim says, Sela Bayis comes to include that even children, even Ketanim, are Chayim Midiraisa to bring the carbon. So the Kata was never entirely Pater on day one of Pesach Rishon. He was Chayim of being part of the family. He had to become bring a carbon Pesach through his father. So therefore, may Pesach Sheni, it's not so far off to say that the Katan's Chayim independently. But by other Karbanos, other mitzvahs like Karban Chagiga, the Katan was entirely Pater on day one. So maybe by Shmi Atzeres, the Katan should be Pater as well. So that's an interesting discussion in the Ritva and the Minchas Chena. So back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says five lines from the bottom here in Tes Amud Aleph. Now this gets a bit tricky, the next half Amud or so. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Haki, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this idea of Tashlumim, that if you miss day one, you can't make it up afterwards? V'ha Amar Chizkiya, Chizkiya says that Nitba B'yom Mevi B'layla. Nitba B'yom Mevi B'layla Eino Mevi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af B'layla Nami Mevi. So what's going on here? We'll read Gemara in just a second, but Rashi's talking about a situation where a person's a Nazir. And we know one of the three Yisurim that apply to a Nazir can't drink wine, he can't cut his hair, nor can he become Tamei Tumas Neis. Let's say he becomes Tamei Tumas Neis, he has to bring a carbon. So what happens is he becomes Tower, he waits 7 days, and then he's ready to bring a carbon. But then before bringing a carbon, it's now 7 days he waits, he's Tower, the night of the 8th, he's now ready to bring a carbon the next day, 8th Bayom. But nighttime already, he's Tower now. Just he waits to the daytime to bring the carbon. So Leil Shmini, he becomes Tamei a second time now. Does he have to bring a separate carbon? Or no, is that viewed as an extension of the previous 7 days? So according to Chizkiya, he's Mechalik. He says if he became Tamei Bayom on the 8th day, he has to bring maybe a second carbon. Because since he was Roy on day 8 to bring carbon Rishon, and then he becomes Tamei before bringing it, that's considered a separate Mechayiv, two carbonos. But if he became Tamei Leil Shmini the night before him, since he wasn't right, you can't bring carbonos at nighttime, that's not called right to bring a new carbon A. And therefore, when he becomes Tamei, that's still part of the first Tuma, that's all one carbon. That's Chizkiya's distinction. But Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, no, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Balayla Nami Mevi. Even if he saw Leil Shmini at nighttime, even though it wasn't right to bring a carbon yet, but since he was Tower from the 7 days of waiting, that's considered a separate mechayiv of a carbon. So we come out from this, how does this relate? So just look at Rashi. Rashi writes two medium wide lines down. Rashi explains Rabbi Yochanan Shita at the end of the line. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, hol v'tavel the tumasa rishona. Since he went to the mikvah for his first tumma that he became, the hair of Shimshon, the sunset, nischayiv a carbon. He's chayiv to bring a carbon. Yafa gav she'ein laila roi the carbon. Even though it's Leil Shmini and you can't bring a carbon lamaisa at nighttime, he's still considered chayiv a carbon and he kind of filed that away. And when he becomes tamei Leil Shmini, that's considered a new chayiv, alma, afa gav the lo roi le carbon yesh lo tashlum. Even though he's not roi to bring a carbon yet, there's a concept of a tashlumim here. So the idea is that the person, so here as well, by the chiger, Yom Rishon, he wasn't chazeh, you can't make it up. He's not chayav a carbon in day one, so you can't make it up. That's what he said initially. But here, it's a bit different. But here he says, at nighttime, even though he's not chayav a carbon, still we view this as being chayav a carbon theoretically, even though he's not actually roi. That's the question of the Gemara. Now, there seems to be a bit of a flaw in that connection. It doesn't seem so strong. The Gemara quickly rejects this. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, shiny tuma, don't ask me questions from the Chiger to the question of Tumah. Tumah is a whole other world. We find Tashum by Tumah in general. Where do we find, what's the classic example? By Pesach. By Pesach Rishon, one who's Tamei by Pesach Rishon, so then he's able to make up on Pesach Sheni. He wasn't Roy in Pesach Rishon, he was Tamei, so shouldn't we say if he's Pater in Yom Pesach Rishon, is he Pater in Yom Tov Sheni, in Pesach Sheni? No! So we see that world of Tumah is different. We don't view the Tumah as being Lo Chazi. By Chiger, if he wasn't Roy day one, there's no making up. It's not Chayav Karbon, he's Pater Lagame. But by Tumah, Tumah is a whole other world, and don't ask me any questions from the world of Tumah. So Gemara says, okay, that's all fine if you hold that Pesach is actually Tashlumim. The Gemara says, Maskibla Rapapa, Hanichalman Damar Pesach, going on to Testament Bays now, Pesach Sheni is Tashlumim Derishon. That's fine. If you hold that way, there's a big three-way machlokas in the Gemara Pesachim, how we view the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So just to make things simple, one opinion is it's a Tashlumim, and the other one felt that Pesach Sheni is a Chiyah Bifnei Atzma. So Sheni, if you hold this Tashlumim Derishonu, that's a good question. Meaning, by Pesach we have Tashlumim, so then by Tumah, don't ask me questions of Chiyah. Chiyah is a whole other world. But if you're going to tell me that the reason why one is chayv Pesach Sheni, not because of Tumah, but not because of Tashumin rather, but just as a new chiyuv, independent chiyuv, ma'ikel meimer. So you can't start explaining the case of Nazir because there's a world of Tumah has Tashumin. That's only true if you have such an example, such a model by Pesach, that Pesach is also Tashumim and Tumah. But once you assume that Pesach Sheni is a regal b'fnei atzmo, you have no model of Tashumim by Tumah to answer the question by Nazir. So I said, okay, fine, you're right. Good question. So really, the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan is why by Nazir he thinks Leil Shemini you are considered a chayav karbon. Why, but it came to the chigir not chayav karbon is for the following reason. So Ella Amra Papa, Rabbi Papa says Kesava Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds. A whole other discussion now by a zav. The way it works by a zav, a person, a man who sees a ziva ria rishon, his first seeing of a ziva, he's a balkari. He's talking for that day, goes to the mikvah. If he sees two times, he's now called a zav as well, but he's chayiv, he's talking for until he stops seeing it and needs to wait shiva nakim. If he sees three times this individual, he's chayiv a carbon. In addition to shiva nakim, he has to bring a carbon as well. Fine. So now let's say he 7 days up, he's ready to bring a carbon the next day, by the eighth day. But at nighttime, Leil Shemini, similar case, Leil Shemini, he sees once. He sees a zav. And then look at Gemara now. Gemara says I jumped the gun. First, I'm going to give you the answer. That I'm ready to get into the question. I skipped. Ela Amar Papa. Rav Papa says, Kesav Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Einam Mechuser Zman. We don't view nighttime as lacking Zman. In other words, even though nighttime, Leil Shemini, I'm not able to bring a carbon, I'm still chayv a carbon. I have to bring the carbon. There's a technicality. The sun has to rise first for me to bring it. But I'm still chayv a carbon. That's not called Mechuser Zman, Laila. We view this as already the new day, I'm chayv a carbon. And therefore, that the individual, the Nazir, well, Leil Shemini came, so he's chayv a carbon now. He sees Tameh again as a Nazir. He touches Tameh Tumas Meis again. That's considered a separate chiv. Nothing to do with Tashlumim or no Tashlumim has to do with a Pshat, a Chiddush, in Laila, Einu Mechuser Zman. It's not a question of a Chiyar Sheinu Rai, because the Nazir is right to bring a nighttime, but there's a small technicality, it's still nighttime. Now, based on this, Laila Eino Mechus Hazman, the Gemara asks the following question based on Zaf. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold this? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan Ra Achas Belaila Ushaim Bayom Mevi. If a Zav, who by Leil Shemini is already Tahor, and then that night Leil Shemini he sees once, another Zav, a Zov, and then the next day he sees two times, so now, maybe, that's called a separate Chiv. He has to bring a new carbon. Those three seeings, those three rios, is considered independent of the previous zav, and he has to bring two separate carbonos now. If, however, shtayim belayla, if he saw two Leil Shemini, and then achas b'yom, and the third one daytime, eino mevi. That's not called, he's not chayv a separate carbon. That, if it's twice a night, he's considered a continuation of the previous day. So just look at Rashi. It's a bit trickier. Rashi writes here as follows. Look at Rashi, three narrow lines down. V'ha'amar Rab Yochanan ra achas belayla. You see once at nighttime, after experiencing the full Zav. Zav shesiper shiva nikim. He counts shiva nikim. Kimishpato, according to his rules. Uvetavo v'harav shimsho. He goes to the mikvah and the sunset. So now it's going to Leil Shemini. And chazav v'ra. But that night, after becoming completely tahor, and he's chayv a carbon, but just he can't bring it till the next day. But that night, Leil Shemini, chazav v'ra achas b'layla v'shayim l'machar. That night, Leil Shemini, he sees once. And then the next day, Yom Shemini, he sees two more times. What's the din? Mevi carbon al tuma. Shnei, you have to bring a second carbon as well, the Zav. Levad, na carbon, shiavi, al harishona, aside from the previous carbon, he's chayv. Viavi shnei carbonos kishi etahar, when another 7 days passes, another shivanakim, and he's completely tower, then he brings two carbonos. Ho velo ra, shnei ad shiyatza lasha, shirui lahavi carbon. Since he did not see, nighttime is not called the royal carbon. If he, let's say the eighth day he saw the Riyah, then the din would be, he has tashum, the ability to make it up. He brings a second one as well. Even though he saw the second round of rios within the time frame of the first carbon, we don't view this as one continuous tuma. We view them as independent tumas. And look at Perish of Yosef. This is a Rav Yosef in the Gemara. The Amora, Page of Yosef, at the time, the reason is, Maseches Krisis, the Visharia Rishona Shazov, Eino Ela Kari Ba'ama. The first sighting of a Zav is a Kari Ba'ama. When he sees the other two the next day, it combines with the carry, makes it all three zivos, we view them as. Hachanam here as well. Even though when he saw at nighttime, Lelshmi, that was really in Bichlal, the first tumah really. But Kihadir Chazi Inich, when he saw the other two, Lamach, the next day, we say Mitztarifin Behadai. We combine them together, and we don't view the first Riyah as part of the first one. We either combine it with the later two, making a three, two independent Chivim. That's the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's only true, again, if you saw it once at night and two during the day. But if you saw two at nighttime, those nighttime go part of the first tumah, and we won't add the third one tomorrow as part of a whole new independent chiv. That's the understanding. Now, v'saka daitach, if you were to think, k'savar Rabbi Yochanan, laila ein mechus zman, that like we said above, according to our papa's understanding, nighttime is not called mechus zman. Rather, you're considered a chayv of carbon at that point already. So then, afilu shtayim belaila vachas bayom mevi. Even a situation whereby he saw twice b'leil shmini, that's reviewed as a new chiv. It should not be part of the first one because nighttime, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you're already chayv of carbon at nighttime. So the two new sightings at nighttime should be viewed as a new independent tumah and chayv of carbon separately. You shouldn't combine it with the previous one. So that's the question, and the Gemara says no. Ki kam Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan said his din by the case of Zav, Ra Achas Belaila, Ushaim Bayom, or maybe, Shaim Belaila, Achas Bayom, Ein maybe, he was going to Laman Damar, Ladivri Omer, Laila, Mechusar Zman. He was working within the opinion that nighttime is called lacking Zman, which means you're not Chai Belaila. Although personally, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Laila is La Mechusar Zman, your Chai carbons at nighttime, he was explaining Pshat to those who don't hold that way. Those who hold Laila is not considered a chayv of carbon. Laila is mechus zman, and that's why the two sightings at nighttime are not considered nuchiv, but it's part of the previous statement. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes, ki amr Rabbi Yochanan, right halfway down the Rashi's, ki amr Rabbi Yochanan hahi, the divrei ha'omer laila mechus zman amra. And then, since it's lacking time, we don't call nighttime a chayv carbon, so the two riyos at nighttime go part of the previous tumah. It's all one extension. Aval l'didei, he himself, Sfir Rabbi Yochanan personally holds, afil ra kulan belaila mevi. Even if it's a situation where Leil Shemini, you saw three times Leil Shemini, that would be chayv an independent carbon from the previous one, because he personally holds that Laila is la mechus zman, and it's the time that's considered chayv in a carbon. So Gemara says, wait a second. The divi omer pshita. According to the one who holds, Laila is mechus zman, which means Leil Shemini is considered a continuation of the previous day's pshita. It's very obvious, this din then, that the sightings at nighttime, the two sightings at nighttime, would be an extension of the previous tumah. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, according to that man, Damar? And the Gemara says, the chiddush is shtayim bayom v'yachas balayla. So that's the chiddush. Because I would have thought, if you hold Laila is mechusar zman, so if you see three at nighttime, that certainly is part of the previous one. If you see two at nighttime and one during the day, that's also part of the previous one. If I see only one at nighttime and two the next day, I would have thought that's also part of the previous tumah. The chiddush is no, there they actually stop. If you see two during the daytime, that's viewed as independent chiv. That's the chiddush. Because itzrich, that's what's needed here. Because saka daitech, I mean, I would have thought Kataf Katsa, the Rav Sheisha Bray, the Rav Edi, his question he asked, Kamashan Kadav Yosef. It's a bit tricky to get involved. The Rashi referring to a Gemara there. But either way, I don't want to get involved in the details. You can look at Rashi. It's hard to understand fully without looking at the Gemara there. But in essence, what the Gemara is referring to is there's a Havamina to say that once at nighttime, two during the day should also be part of the previous Tumah. If you hold Laila is Mechus Zman, Rav Yosef says back, not true. Only if you see twice at night and one during the day, do we view this as a continuation? But once at night and two during the day, that's viewed as an independent tumah, and that's where we have to draw a line, and that's the chiddush of this Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. Okay, now it gets much easier. Gemara says two dots now. Ava regev lo chag einu chay b'achriyuso, according to the mission, amin aleph, al zeh nemar muvas lo yuchal liskon v'chesron chitzaron lo yuchal limano. So this is the pasuk that a person can't make it up if he misses the opportunity. So amr le bar hei lehilel. So one of the Tanaim said to Hillel, hi lehimanos lehimalos mibarle. Now this pasuk, when you're coming to talk about that which is a chesron, that which is missing, so limalos, that which is chaser, the opposite of chaser is male. So it should really say, Lihimalos, you should fulfill, you should fill up, you should complete that which is lacking. Mi barley, what's Lihimanos? Counting and missing don't seem to jive so much, asks the Gemara. So Ella, ze sheminu chaver ledavar mitzvah, vulo nimna imam. So this is a different whole up shot, what he thinks it means here. So if you just look at Rashi to explain what's going on here, Rashi says around 10 narrow lines up, Sheminehu chaver of ledavar mitzvah, that they included his friends in a mitzvah. They said, come join us in the chabura of a Karim Pesach, for example. Shamru lo, bayimanu, come with us. We're going to do a bikur cholum. He doesn't join them. Nimsa shechasu atumim yosu minon. He elects, he's not part of that count of people going to perform this mitzvah. Lo yuchal limanos od b'osu minon. He lost the opportunity. He can't be counted as part of that chabura. Shekvar also is a mitzvah. They already did the mitzvah. So that's what he thinks is referring to as counting as opposed to limanos filling up. That was his understanding. So then the Gemara says, Tani Nami Hachi, the Baraita says the same thing. Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, you can't fix a mistake. Zesh bito kriyashma shal shachris, o kriyashma shal arvis. One mishma in the morning, or mishma at nighttime, o shabito tefillah shal shachris, o tefillah shal arvis. So that's what's referring to one missing, can't fix it. They get into a discussion, what about Tashlumim? Tashlumim certainly exists by Shemoneh Esrei. There's a shaila whether it exists by Kriyashma, but leaving Tashlumim aside, one who missed the Tefillah of Bizman, or Shema Bizman, that's called missing something that you can't fix. And then, Chesser, lo yichal limanos, that which is lacking can't be counted. Zeshe nimnu chaver of ledavar mitzvah, v'hu lo nimne imam. It's where the friends wanted to include him in a mitzvah, and he refused. That's the pshat of the second half of the pasuk. Now the Gemara says, Amle bar hei hei lehailel, my dich said, what does the pasuk mean when it says in pasuk Malachi, Vishaftem Reisem, you returned and you saw Bein Tzadik LaRasha, Bein Oved Elokim LaAsher LaAvado. You saw the difference between a Tzadik and a Rasha, the difference between one who serves Hashem and one who doesn't serve Hashem. So it's an interesting thing. The Gemara says, Hainu Tzadik, Hainu Oved Elokim. There's two different ways of saying the same thing. Hainu Rasha, Hainu Asher LaAvado. Rasha is one who doesn't serve Hashem. What does the pasuk mean of a Rasha versus a Tzadik, Avdo Elokim, Asher LaAvado? So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, so Hillel responds back to Barhehe, Avdo v'lo Avdu, Tavayot Tzadik, Tzadik HaGemur. The truth is, there are four categories here. There's a Tzadik and a Rasha, and then the last two, Avdo Elokim, Asher Lo Avdu, are also Tzadikim HaGemur. What's the difference? Ninu, ve'eino dome shona pirko mea pamim, l'shona pirko mea ve'echad. You can't describe the difference of a person who learns 100 times versus one who learns 101 times. It's only one extra time. Incredible things could change from that 100th time to 101 times. That's shot in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Amr Lei, umishim chad zimna, kari lei lo avadu, because a guy didn't learn 101 times, he's called not serving Hashem. That's hard to imagine. Amr Lei, in, yes. Save Lamad, go look in the Shuksha Chamarim, the marketplace of the donkeys. Asar Parsa Bezuza, you want to travel 10 Parsa? That's fine. Oh, you're going overtime? The fines, the extra fees? Chadasar Parsa, you want to go 11 Parsa? That's betray Zuzza, that's double the amount. So if you go the extra distance, okay, it's a good price. But you want to go over the limit, over the miles? That's going to be double the price. So you go one thing over, push yourself to the limit, then actually the quality, the understanding is double. That was the understanding. Now, it's not 100 versus 101 per se. It could be 1 versus 2, 3 versus 4. Every additional learning, the understanding was it almost doubles the quality of the understanding of the learning. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Now, many of the Chassidisha Pshatim here is what it means here, Mea versus Mea V'chad. Chad means a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, no difference. You can't describe the difference of one learning 100 times without Hashem, without Chad, versus one who once learns 100 with the Echad, with recognizing, with acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of that learning process, not referring to numbers, it's referring to the Chad, Bolama, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then the Gemara says another pshat with Barhehe, last three narrow lines here, Amalei Eliyahu, the Barhehe, V'Amalei Rila Rabbi Lazar. What does the pasuk mean when it says in Yeshaya, "Hinei tzivarticha"? I was mitzarf you. I combined you. That's how you, in terms of metal, they would meld the metal. V'lo bekesef, but I didn't do it with kesef. I didn't trouble you. I didn't punish you with kesef. Rather, bechaticha bechurani. I chose a path for you of poverty. So, what does that mean? So, milame chachazer kadosh baruch ha komidos tovos liten liso. So Kadosh Baruch Hu surveyed the world to figure out what was the best midah, what was the best situation of Kadosh Baruch Hu should place Am Yisrael that will help them serve best for them to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'matza ela anias. He felt that poverty was the best way for Klal Yisrael to feel connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. The Mefarshim explained because since they need so much, they have to daven for Hashem and feel connected all the time. He felt anias was very helpful for them to be in that situation. So Amr Shmuel v'isei Rav Yosef, That's what people say. Ya anusa lihudai. Beneficial is poverty to the Jews. Ki barza sumka lususya chivara. Just like a red strap is beneficial for a white horse. What that means is, just like you know, when you see the contrast with the red strap on a white horse, you see the beauty of the white horse. Apparently, so too the poverty is very beneficial. It's helpful for Kali. So that was the understanding. So now the Gemara says back to the rest of the mission. The Gemara says Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer. He felt a mistake that can never be fixed, never undone, is when a mamzer is brought to the world, there's no way of correcting that mistake. So Gemara said, hold it in, hold it low. It's only true if a mamzer was born to the world, but if there's no mamzer, if there's just an isser eshes ish, that can be fixed. V'hatanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, goniv adam efshashiachse ganvo yisakein, goes adam efshashiachse gazolav yisakein. If one steals, one robs, you can return and fix it. Ava haba al eshes ish v'osu lebaila. One who's with a married woman, and now she's also the baal, also the bowl, we know. So now she's also to her husband forever. The person is ruined. He's going to be punished. Rashi says, last four lines, there's no way to fix it. This person, this bo'el, is going to be sent again with no tshuva, no option of tshuva forever. So we see that's also unfixable. Now, by the way, the Tosafot Rashi says not true. Tosafot Rashi says it can't be. There's nothing in the world that doesn't have tshuva, he says. What it means is it's hard to come by the tshuva, but of course there's going to be tshuva. It's because since the everyone knows the isser, that the husband and wife have to get divorced, the isser is known in public, but there's always an option for tshuva. Not only Chassidish Rebbeim say that there's no doors that block tshuva, but even the Rishon hold, there's never a way we're ever locked out of tshuva. There's always an opportunity for tshuva. So then he says further the Gemara that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer ain Omer bekar gamal bekar chazer. We don't say a person inspect a gamal for mum, inspect a chazer for mum, because these animals are tame, they're treif, they're not right to use as a carbon. So why are you being mevaker them for a mum? And what that means is bekar tle. You take a sheep and you mevaker to see if there's any mumim. So what it means is that we're talking about, like we said in the Mishnah, you can only have a mistake of that which is a raw. That's the fit. So Ezeh, who's it referring to? It's referring to a Talmud Chacham, Shapirish Min HaTorah. A person who was a Talmud Chacham, learned, he was engaged in Beis Medrash, he learned a lot, he knew a lot, and he separates from the Torah. That's what we're referring to, a Tleh, that unfortunately got a Mum. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Omer called Talmud Chacham Shapirish Min HaTorah. A love of cause of Omer, about such a person is described and invokes a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says, actually, a pasuk in Mishlei, Kitzipur no dedes min kane, that a bird who hovers over its basket, Kain ish no de mimkomo, so to a person who moves himself, removes himself from his place. The Omer, it says further, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, ma matzav osechem ki ol ki avel ki rachaku me elai, that a person who distances himself. So what's that referring to? What's the kasha here? One second here. So this question, hold on. All right, so this is right, exactly. This is the long brises. Now we're going back to the original piece here. The original question we said only when there's a mamzer is that called a muvas lo yichaliskon. But the brises says that even haba eshes ish is also a muvas lo yichaliskon. So which one is it? Is it the itzer eshes ish, or is it having a mamzer only? To which the Gemara says lo kasha. There is no contradiction. Kan ba'chos pnuya kan eshes ish. In other words, if a person has aroused with a sister, so that doesn't answer to anybody. So it's a terrible thing, of course. But the only application uvas lo yichaliskon if there's a mamzer. When it comes to eshes ish, even without there being a mamzer, the bee itself will create an iser that is unfixable. Ibai same alternatively, hav hav eshes ish. Maybe both brides are referring to an eshes ish, but the difference is lo kasha kan beones kan beratzon. We know that eshes ish is only usser if the bee was done beratzon, so then the woman's usser. But if it was done beones, if she was a forced, so then she remains mutter. So then only if there's a mamzer would it be considered a muvas lo yichaliskon. Ibai same alternatively, the Gemara suggests on the top of Yud that we'll finish with this. Hav hav beones, both cases are where it was ones here. Lo kasha kan beeshes kohen kan beeshes yisrael. We know by eshes yisrael if she's ma'anes, so then if she remains mutter. But by an eshes kohen, if there's ones, that eshes kohen would become usser to her husband. So we did a lot today. We'll quickly recap what we did. It's a little bit late. Feel free to go if you have to. We went through the Mishnah. What the examples are? Muvas lo yichaliskon. Is it referring to one who misses hagiga on yantif? That was our focus of the Mishnah here in the Gemara. Or is it referring to a molad mamzer? was referring to a Talmud Chacham who's parish Min HaTorah. We brought two different psukim. How we know that Shmi Atzeres has Tashlumim, either Atzeres Gezer Shava, or because the pasuk of Chodesh v'Chagosim also Chag LaHashem Shivas Yamim, and we had an extra pasuk of Chodesh Shvi to include even the eighth day. Two different drashas prove the same point. What's Tashlumim? Either it's Tashlumim L'Rishon, Rabbi Yochanan, or it's Tashlumim Zelazet, which is Rabbi Shaya. We saw an afkamina of one who is a chigir b'yom Rishon, v'dispashbet b'yom Sheni. Rabbi Shaya, who holds his new chiv each day, would be chayv. Rabbi Yochanan says, you go back to day one, since he was chigir day one, he's pater. We brought a number of complicated kashas from the Nazir, maybe Belaila, Pesach Rishon, a regal finasla versus Tashumim, the Zav, Rabba Achas Belaila, Shai Mayom, complicated cases, Laila Mechutzes Man, Lab Mechutzes Man, two different points there. Then we went back to the other examples of Muvas L'Yuchal Liskom, that Be'er Hehe felt that another application would be one who was included, asked to be part of a mitzvah, but refused to be. That's also, he missed out the opportunity. Then we spoke about Kriyashma and Tzvila as well as other examples of missing out on mitzvah purposes. And then we had the Tzadik versus Rashi, Oved Elokim versus Eino Oved Elokim. That difference was Eino Doma, one who learned 100 times versus 101 times. And then the case of Kadosh Baruch Hu chose poverty as the best formula for Klai Yisrael. And then finally, that although the Mishnah said one who is Ma'olid Amamzir, that's a Muvas L'Yuchal Liskon, the Bari says no, one who is Baal Eishes Ish, even without a Mamzir, would be a Muvas L'Yuchal Liskon, to which Gemara says it depends on the case. And we have three different answers how to reconcile between the different Brises. Okay, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.